Well, hello there, and long time no chat. I know I am far from the first podcaster to fall off the face of the earth, but seeing as I'm planning on diving back into the podcast game soon, I figured I would jump on and give you some updates on myself, my business, and my content going forward. But really quick, let's start with a health update, since many of you reached out on social media with well wishes while I was going through my treatment for breast cancer. I'm happy to report that I am currently sitting at the best possible prognosis for the time, which is no visible cancer. Woohoo! My surgeries and infusion therapies wrapped in November of 2022, and I will continue to see my oncologist regularly for the next several years. But once I reach the 5-year mark after starting my treatment, I can finally call myself cancer-free. Not like I'm counting the days or anything. And as happens often with major life events, I found myself wanting to make some shifts, particularly in my business. My content will still focus on supporting mom business owners with time management, prioritization, productivity, and self-care strategies, but I'm niching down to focus on moms with ADHD or those who suspect they have ADHD. This is in part due to experiences I've had with my coaching clients, but also due to my own ADHD diagnosis. And lest you think I'm jumping on some ADHD TikTok bandwagon, I've actually been working with ADHD populations since the early days of my organizing business. Around 2011, I joined the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, which is a study group of professional organizers, productivity specialists, social workers, therapists, and other related professionals who wanted to better understand and serve adults that were affected by chronic disorganization. Through ICD, I earned several certificates on working with ADHD populations, and in the process of earning these certificates, I came to suspect that I too might have ADHD. It took over a decade and my son's diagnosis for me to finally have an evaluation of my own. Even though I had suspected I had ADHD for many years, my diagnosis was eye-opening. It helped me understand why I did or didn't do so many things. It helped me learn how to work with my unique brain, what motivates me, what gets my dopamine flowing. All this to say that as I was ramping my coaching business back up after my treatment finished, I felt pulled to help other mompreneurs with ADHD. Having ADHD or any sort of neurodivergence can be hard in a world that just wasn't designed for your unique brain. Having ADHD as a mom trying to juggle all the things is super challenging. And having ADHD as a mom who is also trying to build a successful business, well, that takes a skill set all its own. And many of the neurotypical business coaching programs out there simply don't address that unique challenge. Even if you yourself aren't diagnosed with ADHD, learning about it may help you to understand and support someone you know who is. Or, like me, as you learn more about what ADHD looks like, you may discover, wait a minute, this sounds really familiar. I'll be releasing new episodes starting on Wednesday, October 4th, and in honor of ADHD Awareness Month in October, I'll be discussing what ADHD symptoms look like for women, what a diagnosis is like and where to get one, and how to care for ADHD burnout, which happens quite often to us ADHDers. I hope you'll stick around and continue on this journey with me. Until next time.